The Department of Agriculture has announced it will reopen Farm Service Agency offices starting tomorrow, January 24th. Agricultural Risk Coverage, or ARC, and Price Loss Coverage, or PLC, transactions are on the list of services the agency will provide under this operating plan. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us to go over some of the important details cotton producers need to know about the programs before heading into their county offices.
A new ARC and PLC election will be available for the 2019 crop, which will be for the 19 and 20 crop years. Starting with the 2021 crop, growers will make an annual election. The marketing loan formula is still based on a two-year moving average of the AWP, but in the new Farm Bill, the annual decline is limited to 2% of the previous year's loan rate. The ELS loan rate was increased as well.
And when it comes to generic base acres, there are some changes, according to Dr. Campici.
For the 2018 seed cotton program, generic base acres without a covered commodity planted in any year from 2009 to 2017 were converted to unassigned base and are no longer eligible for PLC or ARC payments. This now applies to all crop bases in the 2018 Farm Bill. Producers will have the option to update the PLC payment yield starting with the 2020 crop. For cotton, the update is 81% of the average 2013 to 2017 yields. While the partial government shutdown continues, we've been working with USDA and Congress to find options to provide access to loan programs during the shutdown.